This is Financially Speaking with the Bushka Wealth Management Team. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of this show is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Financially Speaking.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. And today I am joined by my co-host, Tony Shore, as well as Kaylee Berenson, another advisor here, as well as my sister. So for today, for any of our listeners out there, if you want to get a little bit more information on what we're talking about today, feel free, give us a call anytime, 715-355-4445. You can also visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retire with BUSKA.com. And of course, while you're at the website, feel free to check out our radio show page as well as our TV show page. We've got a couple of our past episodes out there. You can also subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. And you can also now check out our YouTube channel, because we've got these episodes as we record them. They're getting put out there, as well as our TV episodes. So if you don't have the ability to catch it at showtime, feel free. You can go out to the YouTube page and you can catch up on some of those previous episodes out there. Now, for many Americans, the combination of a 401k and monthly security, a Social Security payment, is the foundational piece of their retirement strategy. And when you consider that your 401k contribution can be automatically taken from your paycheck, and that many employers provide a matching contribution, it's easy to see the appeal of these types of accounts. But as with many other elements of our financial strategies, there are potential mistakes that are hiding inside of the weeds when we're putting together our trip for retirement. And of course, during today's episode, we're going to highlight and discuss eight different potential mistakes that could make it harder to reach your retirement goals potentially. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's make sure to say hello to everyone with me today, Tony and Kaylee. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
I am so good. I was telling Kaylee earlier, if I was any better, my name would be Cole Bruner. That's how good I'm doing today. But I love the fact that it's all in the family. Kaylee is another financial advisor there with Bushka Wealth Management, and she's your sister. So, Kaylee, how does it feel to have pushed your mom out of the slot to be to host the show with Cole?
Sore subject. We don't want to talk about that.
I put you on the spot.
You sure did.
We love Sue, but it's great to have you on the show, and I had to give you a hard time. Yeah, Kaylee basically replaced Sue, and now Sue is probably somewhere weeping right now. Sad. No, she's so proud of you guys the way you've really taken things over there and have run with it. You guys have been working together for a long, long time. The whole family and the whole company, you got a great crew over there. But I'm doing great. It's great to be with you. I don't know if you guys know, my son's 26th birthday is this coming weekend. And for his birthday, I took him to see a concert.
Oh, fun.
I took him to see, but you're not going to believe this. Guess who's on tour as a lead singer with a blues band? Bill Murray.
Oh, really? Wow.
Bill Murray and the Blood Brothers are on tour, and he's singing lead vocals. It was very interesting. It was at the old Orpheum Theater in downtown Minneapolis. I went over there and we had a great time. It was good. I was hoping he would talk more and tell more stories, but it's him and a band. And, you know, he's getting up there in age. I think this was probably a, hey, I'm Bill Murray, I want to tour with a rock band. You know what I mean? But he assembled some of the greatest musicians. I mean, they played rock and blues. So that's cool. My excitement for the last week. I did that this past week. How about you, Kaylee? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, no complaints as we wrap up tax season here, which is very nice. I'm sure our accountant Carl is ready for some vacation time.
actually, Carl, who's been in the throes of tax season, I have a soundbite from him. I talked to him the other day. I recorded this. Hallelujah, where's the Tylenol? That's what he's saying right now.
For sure.
He's going to disappear for a few weeks now.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, where's Carl? I don't know. I haven't seen him. R&R. He's probably putting in 60-hour weeks to get taxes done.
Yeah, we did close to 500 tax returns for clients this year. So
it was a
busy year.
Oh wow, yep. Poor Carl.
A lot of traffic.
Lots of traffic.
He's a great guy. He works hard. So hopefully you're going to give him a little break now.
Absolutely.
I would hope. Once those extensions get done, he'll be sighing a sigh of relief, I bet.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
So what are we talking? We're talking about a great topic. You mentioned, don't make 401k mistakes. And a lot of these apply, I know, to 403Bs and 457s or TSPs. So I think most people out there have some type of employer-sponsored retirement account. Yeah. Where would you guys like to begin?
Yeah, so we're going to begin with a Kiplinger article titled 8 401k Mistakes That Could Tank Your Retirement, and it has some pretty terrifying eye-opening details. When it comes to 401k mistakes, learning from the experts can save you pretty big. Legendary Warren Buffett once famously said, rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. So, that's especially true, especially when it comes to retirement planning, where we don't always get those second chances. So with pensions vanishing and Social Security facing some uncertainties, the 401ks have become the backbone of retirement savings for countless Americans. The article references a Vanguard study titled Job Transitions Slow Retirement Savings and a Go Banking Rate study called 5 Reasons the Middle Class is Withdrawing from Their Retirement Accounts Early. They both reveal some common 401k missteps, and any one of these could cost you over $300,000 during your career.
Wow. One mistake costing $300,000. That's going to get people's attention. You've got my attention. Right. That's
I think most listeners' ears just perked up, right?
Yeah. Right.
Many experts agree that a 401k is one of the most effective tools that you can use to build your retirement savings. Obviously, they offer tax benefits and, if available, an employer match that can significantly boost your contributions over the course of time. And automatic savings can help maximize annual limits, so you can boost those savings over the course of time, maybe without even thinking about it, possibly. Yet 33% of Americans, according to the article, are cashing out their retirement funds early, a move that could put them at risk of financial hardship late in their later years. Now, among other pitfalls, withdrawing from a 401k before age 59 and a half will trigger a 10% early withdrawal penalty. And of course, you have to then pay additional income taxes on top of that. So people either withdraw early out of financial desperation or from a lack of awareness about some of those long-term consequences. And I've seen that before too. Clients have come to me after doing that and they're like, ooh, I really should have thought that through because it ended up costing me a lot of money in taxes that I didn't plan for or something along those lines. So it can be a regrettable decision if you don't really think it through, and especially if you don't do it with the help of a financial professional.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line there is meet with your financial services professional before making any type of withdrawal from a 401k or moving a 401k, because there may be better options. You may not know all the ins and outs and rules. So, Kaylee, what's the first potential 401k mistake you want to talk about today?
The first mistake to avoid is simply not understanding the difference between 401k plans. So when it comes to 401k plans, you might have two options, a traditional 401k and a Roth 401k. But do you know the difference between them? If not, we're going to break it down. So first, what they have in common is both traditional and Roth 401ks allow your contributions and any investment gains to grow tax-free. They also have the same contribution limits, and if your employer offers matching contributions, both types of accounts would qualify. Now, where they're different is a traditional 401k is funded with pre-tax dollars, meaning that you won't pay taxes on those contributions now, but you will when you withdraw that money in retirement. So this upfront tax break can be a big advantage, especially if you're in a higher tax bracket while you're working. Whereas a Roth 401k, on the other hand, is funded with money that you've already paid taxes on. So the upside is when you retire, you can withdraw your contributions and any earnings completely tax-free. So all of that continues to grow and stay in your pocket.
Ah, wow. A Roth 401k sounds like a great option. And choosing between those two, a traditional or a Roth, is another great reason to have a good relationship with a trusted financial professional like yourselves. If you don't already, and maybe even if you do, get a second opinion. I know that you both love hearing from our listeners and taking those questions to make sure they don't make a costly mistake.
Absolutely. Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, I mean, Tony, we see this all the time where, you know, a client's making contributions to a certain kind of account, and maybe based on their personal situation, it would make sense for them to be making contributions to that other component of the 401k plan. So you're right. I mean, you really want to get the advice of a qualified professional before you make that decision, or maybe getting a second opinion to make sure what you're doing makes the most sense. Now, the next common mistake we'll touch on is not doing your due diligence when you change jobs. Switching jobs can mean a bump in salary potentially, but are you making the most of that? According to the 2024 Vanguard study that we referenced at the top of the show, 55% of job switchers ended up reducing their 401k savings by $300,000 during their lifetime simply because they didn't adjust their savings rate to match their new higher income. Now, the study notes that most employees, 64% in fact, saw a 10% increase when they changed jobs. But here's the kicker. Fewer than half took the smart step of increasing or even maintaining their previous savings rate in their 401k. Instead, most people unintentionally decreased how much they were saving for retirement. The study also found that those with voluntary 401k enrollment fared worse compared to those who were automatically enrolled. But even auto-enrolled employees weren't in the clear. 60% stuck with the default savings rate, often just 3%, which usually isn't enough to build a strong retirement fund. It's easy to overlook increasing your 401k contributions when you get a raise, but if you don't, you risk underfunding the lifestyle that you've become used to just when you'll need it most in retirement when you've got more free time.
Yeah, there's some good advice and things to be aware of right there. Yeah. Now, before we go on, let's remind listeners about that offer you have for them. You're offering a no charge, no obligation consultation. All they have to do is pick up the phone and call, set up an appointment with you and the team there, or go online, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tony. All they've got to do is give our office a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, you can schedule that no charge, no obligation consultation right on the website, and it'll guide you right through to select an advisor to meet with. And then, of course, we'll send you some materials in advance of that meeting to get prepared for when you do sit down with our advisors.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that. That's great. Listeners, give them a call. You need to work with a trusted financial professional before making any financial moves to make sure you don't make one of these costly mistakes. And we've been kicking around some of these common 401k mistakes that you've seen people make. And just one of them can cost a lot of money and maybe derail your retirement plan. So let's keep this conversation going. What's next, Kaylee?
Well, that's a great idea. Next up is referring back to that Kiplinger article titled 8 401k Mistakes That Could Tank Your Retirement, details many 401k errors that we need to consider, including the risk of forgotten 401ks. So here's something that you may not know. Your 401k doesn't follow you when you change jobs. And that might explain why as of May 2023, there was a staggering 29 million forgotten 401k accounts out there, and that was holding more than $1.6 trillion in unclaimed money. Yeah, that was trillion with a T.
That's crazy.
I know, right? It's wild.
That's real money to you and I, Cole.
Absolutely.
Well, it's easy to see how it happens. You land a job, you set up a 401k, and then you move on to something new, and boom, your old retirement account slips off your radar. But the good news is that you've got a lost 401k. There is a way to track it down. Thanks to the Secure 2.0 Act as of 2022, the Department of Labor is working on a retirement savings lost and found database to help people reconnect with their old accounts. So it's still a work in progress, but definitely worth checking out if you might have some retirement money out there waiting for you. You can find out more about this program if you go to lostandfound.dol.gov.
Yeah, that's a great site. Actually, I went there before the show, checked it out, and it works. It's amazing. And it's I'm amazed that people, the average amount left in a forgotten 401k is $50,000.
That's crazy.
These stats are unbelievable. And the trillion-dollar number, that's not even realistic to me.
Can you fathom like just losing $50,000? Like, oh well, I lost that. I must have dropped it on my the car to the store,
you know? Right. And most of and we're laughing about it. Most of our listeners are like, well, I would never forget that even $10,000 or $5,000. But you know what? I know it happens all the time, and I know you've seen it. It happened to me, I will admit, but here's how easy it can happen. I was working for a company that was bought out by a bigger company.
Sure.
I'd worked for the company I was at for 5 years. I'd been contributing to the 401k. We moved locations, but did the same jobs. We had some new benefits signed up. I thought my 401k would transfer. I missed an email or something about what I needed to do to transfer it.
Sure.
And I just assumed it had transferred over and kept contributing to that company's 401k. And then I moved to my current job. And when I moved my 401k over, I'm like, well, that's only about half after 5 years of working with the new company, half of what it should be. And I had to dig around. I had stopped receiving statements. I don't know why from that old company, but we finally found it and figured out that's what had happened. And so it can happen to anybody. And I mean, at that point, I don't know how much it was, but it was a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
So
it happens.
It happens all the time, and people switch jobs so often. You can lose track of these things if you don't take care of it or have a financial advisor.
Yeah. I mean, life gets busy. I mean, when we think about it, I mean, you know, we're not necessarily poring over our 401ks every single day. And so certainly it's easy to understand how that could to potentially just go, you know, go unnoticed for a period of time. And
Yeah.
I mean, if you forget about it for long enough, sometimes it might be hard to go back and remember that. So, I think that's really helpful that they're pioneering an effort to make that a little bit easier to track for people going forward.
Exactly.
Now, moving on, the article that we've been talking about next touts not knowing or understanding your current 401k investments as an error that you should absolutely work to avoid. If you've just set up your 401k, and forgotten about that, you're not alone. A lot of people, especially those automatically enrolled in 401ks, don't pay much attention to how their money is actually being invested in the plan. But here's the thing. It is absolutely worth checking on. Many financial professionals recommend adjusting your risk level in your portfolio over time, going for more growth when you're younger and shifting towards safer, more fixed income investments as you get a little older. Now, one way to do this without much effort is potentially target funds. Which will automatically adjust your risk level as you age so that your investments stay on track with your retirement goals. Now, obviously, those aren't always the best solution, and there could be better options for you, but that could be one way of kind of setting it and forgetting it, so to speak, at least for a period of time until you get closer to those retirement years when it's going to be more important to make sure we're invested as prudently as possible. Especially in time periods like what we're going through right now with all this volatility and uncertainty in the market and all of that kind of stuff. We want to make sure that we're allocated appropriately as we go through these market cycles. We know they're inevitable. We know they're going to happen, but we also know that we have to prepare for them. And unfortunately, a lot of people just don't take the time to do that. Now, fees are another reason that you should really keep an eye on your 401k. Keep in mind that high fees are going to eat away at your savings, leaving you less money to grow over the course of time. At the very least, look at your 401k's annual fee disclosure statement, but even better, log into your account every now and then and check on your investments and fees. A financial professional can absolutely make sense, help you make sense of it all. And if the fees are seeming high, one option is to contribute just enough to get your employer match. Of course, that's free money. You don't want to give that up. And then put the rest into a different type of retirement account, like potentially an IRA, which could also come with some tax benefits. But again, work with that financial professional to see what strategy makes the most sense for you.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You really want to understand that what fees you're paying. And most people think they're not paying fees in their 401ks or employers.
We hear it all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I don't pay fees.
Yeah.
No, I'm not paying. Nope. I used to be that guy, right? Yeah. And then I started working with you and you know, you sit down with a trusted financial professional and you understand, oh yes, you're paying fees. And yep. sometimes to more than one, you know, there's more than one portfolio manager inside that mm-hmm. account and they mm-hmm. all take their fees out. So yep. you have to watch that. And the match, I'm glad you brought up an employer match. That's yeah. a huge mistake people make. Never walk away from money you're entitled to.
No.
And always work with a financial professional so you can be sure you know where all your money is at and how it's being allocated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Yeah, those are all great points, Tony. Well, the article's next common error is not taking full advantage of your employer match. So if your company offers one, this is a simple way to boost your retirement savings without doing any extra work. Many employers do offer a 401k match, meaning that they do match a portion of what you contribute. So usually it is up to a fixed percentage of your salary. And the kicker is, if you're not contributing enough to get that full match, then you're basically, as Tony mentioned a moment ago, walking away from free money.
Right.
So it's one of the easiest ways that you can grow your retirement savings. So if you're not already taking advantage of that match, now is a great time to start.
Yeah, I mean, triggering the employer match is a must, and it's going to give your financial strategy a jolt of energy for sure.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, think about, you know, if you're putting in a certain amount and your employer's matching 3%, you're essentially getting an automatic 3% return on your money. You know, that's a great way to boost your long term returns and build that portfolio just that much faster.
Yep. Right.
Now, not being vested is another 401k mistake that you really want to avoid. An employer 401k match is a great perk, don't get me wrong, but there is a catch that comes with that in almost every case. You might not get to keep that money right away. That's because of vesting, of course, which means that you must work for your employer for a certain amount of time before those matching funds are officially yours to keep. Now, a common vesting schedule would run 3 to 5 years, but every company is different. Some let you keep a percentage of the match each year until you're fully vested, while others require you to stay for the full period before you would get anything. So what's the good news here? The good news is that the money you contribute that you put in is always 100% yours, no matter when you leave that company. So before you plan your next career move, make sure you check your company's vesting rules. You don't want to miss out on any money that you've worked hard to gather. And of course, if it means staying for, you know, a few more months or another year before you make a change, that could make a big difference in your overall plan.
So what's next?
Well, we're going to be talking about early withdrawals. That is sure. another common mistake that a lot of people do make. So if you are thinking about dipping into your 401k early, you should probably think twice about that. While it might seem like it's an easy solution when the money's tight, things like cashing out or taking a loan or making a hardship withdrawal, they can seriously derail your retirement savings. With that being said, life happens. And if you're facing a real emergency, using your 401k might be unavoidable. But the upside is that a 401k loan often comes with lower interest rates than traditional loans. And since you're borrowing from yourself, repayments happen through the payroll deductions. Plus, that doesn't affect your credit score. But there is a downside. So if you cash out before age 59 and a half, you're likely going to get hit with that 10% penalty plus income taxes. Even hardship withdrawals, while available in many plans, often come with extra fees. So taking the money out too soon is one of the biggest reasons so many people struggle to save enough for retirement. The bottom line is that if you can avoid it, leave your 401k alone and your future self will thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we only have a couple minutes left, but Cole, I want to jump ahead to one last mistake, and that's not rolling over your 401k.
Absolutely.
That's another big one, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, most definitely. That's a big one. I think, you know, when you change jobs, a lot of people think, what should I do with my old 401k now?
Right.
You usually have a few options when you leave a job. Of course, you can roll it into a self-directed IRA, or you can move it into your new employer's 401k plan. But sometimes, you know, keeping it with your old employer isn't necessarily the best move. We always say, you know, when you leave a job, you should consider taking your money with you as well. So, I mean, think about this. If your balance is under $7,000, your former employer might force a distribution, either sending you a check, which could mean paying taxes and losing that long-term growth, or rolling it into an IRA within their company on your behalf. Now, not only is that potentially a hassle, but if you change jobs frequently, it can be easy, like we said before, to lose track of those 401ks, right?
Yep.
In fact, the Vanguard study that we referenced earlier found that 55% of job switchers ended up reducing their retirement savings by an average of $300,000, like we said before, just by not rolling over their 401ks. Now, that said, keeping your old 401k can sometimes be a smart choice. If your employer's plan has lower fees or better investment options than the new one, it could be worth staying put. And if you're thinking about retiring early, there's something called the Rule of 55, which lets you withdraw from your most recent 401k penalty free if you leave that job after the year you turn 55. Now, if you roll that money into an IRA, you could lose that option. But if you're over that age and not planning to retire, sometimes that self-directed IRA could make a lot of sense to consider, because it will potentially open up your options in terms of how you can invest those funds tremendously more than what the 401k offers. You know, 401ks offer like 10, 15, maybe 20 different investment choices within them.
If that,
right? Exactly. I know TSP has what, like 5 or something like that. You know, it's very
one company limited. I had 3. It was high risk, medium risk, low risk.
Bare minimum.
You literally, but this is years ago. I don't even know if it's legal to do that, but you literally checked a box on one of the 3. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it. I've seen some pretty limited plans over the years. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that self-directed option could make more sense, just to make sure that you have the best possible investment lineup. You have the access to the investments that make the most sense for your current stage of life.
Yeah. Well, this has been a great discussion. And I know that you've said many times to me in the past that the worst option when you're leaving a job is to the options that aren't great, leaving it there because you can no longer contribute to it. So it's right. Basically dead in the water.
Yep.
Or cashing it out. Those are 2 options you don't want to do, because that money's for retirement. And unless you're retiring, cashing it out can be a big tax burden, like you said as well. And so those 2 options aren't on the table, either rolling it into a new 401k or even better, an IRA where you have more options.
Yeah,
that's really good. Well, we're out of time for today's show. Kaylee and Cole, you did a great job. It was a great show, and I learned a lot today. I'm sure our listeners did as well. But before we go, let them know how they can get a hold of you.
Sure, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445. They can also visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our hosts, Cole Bruner and Kaylee Berenson.
Thank you for joining us for Financially Speaking. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact the Bushka Wealth Management Team at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Financially Speaking.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.